All right, you are listening to The Dungeon on 91.3 WLVR in Bethlehem. Shek here, and joining us tonight is legendary frontman, formerly of Accept, and now for the past 20 years, the band Udo, Udo Dirkschneider. Thanks for checking in, Udo.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. And like I just mentioned,
no problem.
And like I just mentioned, the band Udo just recently celebrated 20 years in the music scene. So,
yes.
So congratulations on that. That's not an easy thing to do anymore, you know.
Yeah. So, thank you. I mean, it's not so easy these days as it was in the 80s, you know.
Yeah.
But still, we keep on rocking.
That's absolutely right, and you're doing a damn good job. So, what are some of your personal highlights with Udo over the past 20 years?
Oh, so many. I mean, when I did UDO in the beginning, definitely a highlight was the tour with Ozzy Osbourne here in Europe. We did a tour over 2 months. That was a great tour. And, and then so many things came up, you know. I mean, it was good to see after Accept, you know, that UDO is getting more and more popular. So get away from Accept, not music wise, but you know, from the name, Accept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to establish.
It was not easy, but
you've done it.
It works.
Yeah, you've done it. So to help mark the 20th anniversary of Udo, you released the Metalized album, which is a best of, a retrospective type album. So how was it that the songs that made it on the album, how were those selected, Udo?
So we did a voting on our website, and the fans could choose the songs. So, and let's say over 90% was the same. They choose the same songs what we have in our mind to put on the best of album.
Okay, so because that's always the problem when people, you know, bands and stuff put out best of albums and greatest hits and stuff, the fans always, there's always something left off. So in this case, you know, since they voted for it, they only have themselves to blame if they left something off, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, there was named also different songs, but I mean, I think they did a very good, I think they put the right songs in the voting. So, I mean, I like the best of album. It's a good mix-up.
Yeah, they did a great job. They did a great job on picking that out. And also, as one of the bonus tracks on the album, there's an acoustic version of the classic Balls to the Wall. And what made you decide to record that acoustically, Udo?
So there was a... They're always coming out every year, I think, a compilation album in the U.S. with some famous bands. You know, they do an acoustic version of a classic song. And so this record company or whatever it was asking if we are interested to do acoustic version of Ball to the Wall. But in the beginning, I said acoustic version of Ball to the Wall, this is maybe the hardest job you can do.
Yes.
So and then we did many versions. And so, I mean, then I think it helps us a lot when we, the lyrics on Balls to the Wall are, in a way, are very sad, you know, about the human rights and stuff like that, and slavery, about the humans and stuff like that. And then we said, okay, the whole thing needs a very sad touch, and then we just take the piano and the cello. And, what can I say? I mean, a lot of people like it, and some people say this is bullshit. So, but what can you do? What can you do? I mean, you know, you cannot do, you cannot make everything right for everybody.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true. Now, are there
I think it's... Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think in a way it's an interesting version. Let's say it in this way.
No, that's true. Are there other songs of yours that you want to do acoustically? I mean, after doing Balls to the Wall?
I don't know. At the moment, we are working on a DVD. It's coming out in October here in Europe, and so we start on the next studio album. But we have in our mind to do some different stuff. Maybe we pick up some good songs. Maybe we do, again, voting over the website. We want to do maybe some real acoustic album or a classic album with an orchestra, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's very interesting.
But it takes a while.
Especially with a symphony or an orchestra, that would definitely take time.
Yeah, this is not so easy, you know. So, but at the moment, so we about what I said before, we are busy with the DVD, with a new studio album. It's already a plan for the next tour with the new album. New album is coming out in beginning of next year. So at the moment, we are quite busy.
And speaking of tours and stuff, are there plans to tour the U.S.?
Good question. You know, I mean...
We have to know, Uda. We have to know.
Yeah, but the only thing I can say is we're always looking for a good tour in America, you know. But we don't want to make just two or three shows in America. Let's, for example, L.A., New York, and Chicago or whatever. I mean, we are looking for a good tour, a good package, and do a tour like for 2 or 3 months in America. You know, this makes sense for us. But so far, we don't have the right offer to do this. And we are still looking for it, and hopefully now with the new record company, hopefully next year we find some good tour in America.
I hope so. I really, really hope so. When was the last time you were here? Like 2001?
2001 with Saxon.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we need you back, Udo. We need you back.
Yeah, so. I would love to come back to America.
Now, is there anywhere that you haven't played yet, but, you know, you want to?
I think the only country missing is, at the moment, Australia.
Okay, and would you like to play there?
Yeah, hopefully. We're looking forward. So on the next tour, definitely there will be a big part also on the eastern countries like Korea, Japan, stuff like that, you know. And then if you are in the Far East, then definitely it's much easier to do Australia.
Yeah, and otherwise only
go to Australia. It's very expensive.
Yes, I understand. I've never been there, but I understand that it is. Yes, and Are you doing festivals over in Europe this summer?
No, not this summer. We only do studio work this year, and the only thing what we are doing is we do 3 weeks in South America and another 3 weeks in Russia.
Okay. Now, what makes in Europe going against the U.S., there's a big difference in the metal scene. In Europe?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say the metal is coming back in America. I mean, a lot of reunions going on. I mean,
yes.
Like Motley Crue, I saw Motley Crue 2 times here in Europe. Did a very good show. I mean, so there are a lot of reunions coming up. And I mean, I was talking to Don Dock, and he said, yeah, this is cutting up again. So, but I don't know. I mean, in Europe, and especially South America, Russia, all the eastern countries, metal is becoming big again, you know.
Yeah.
So, but hopefully, but I think there are still enough heavy metal fans in the U.S.
Now, in Germany in particular, Germany seems to be like a hotbed for metal. You know, you have the great bands that came from Germany, and you have even just the love of the music itself in Germany. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I mean, let's say when metal starts, or let's say like bands like Judas Priest and then Iron Maiden and stuff like that, it was Sex Motorhead. It was coming from England, and now England is in a way gone with the metal scene, and
okay.
Now Germany is the biggest one in Europe. I don't know why. I mean. We got a lot of good bands here in Germany. I mean, it's still like Helloween. We have here Doro, still Rage. So many good German bands, you know. And still the Scorpions doing very well. So,
oh, yeah.
What can I say?
Now, you've been recording music for over 30 years, basically.
Yes.
What keeps it fresh for you? Like, what do you draw from for inspiration when you write? What keeps it fresh?
I mean, this is hard to explain. I mean, we never start too much thinking when we start writing songs for a new album, you know?
Okay, so there's go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very interesting part, you know? I mean, when we say, okay, now we have to do a new album, for example, now with UDO, most of the songs are written by Stephen Kaufman and me. But, you know, it's like it takes 2 or 3 weeks, and then we have 25, 30 songs. Not finished, but ideas to start working on a new album. And then it's gone. That's it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's crazy in a way, you know. But we never had the feeling all over the years and say, oh, we don't have ideas anymore, you know.
Right. So it just comes.
Still a lot of ideas.
Yeah. So, and you know what? I was on the website, on your website, which is a very cool website, by the way. Which is Udo.
Thank you.
It's Udo -online.de. Correct.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of videos on there. Do you ever mind filming videos, or is it something that you would rather not do?
Interview? You mean videos?
The videos. Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say interviews? The videos. Yeah.
No. No videos. yeah, I mean, it was a time, you know, when nobody was spending any money into video. So, but now we start again to making up some video clips. I mean, let's say in Germany you don't have a chance to come on TV. You know, there's no chance.
Okay.
But the rest in Europe, I mean, for example, Scandinavia, Spain, Greece. In all the Eastern countries, you need a video clip now, you know. So mm-hmm. they play it on TV. In Germany, it's very difficult.
Okay, that's very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And as far as getting into the music scene in general, Udo, was there something specific that made you decide, you know, like, this is what I want to do? This is it. This is what I want to do.
When I start making music?
Yeah.
For me, let's say the most band inspired me to be a musician, I think, in a way, was the Rolling Stones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
First I was listening to the Beatles, and then the Rolling Stones came up, and I said, yeah, they're more dirty, more aggressive, I don't know. That was the point. I said, yes,
Basically, they were more rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, it was more rock and roll.
And they're still doing it,
and
too.
And I think that was for me, in a way, the whole start, you know. But at this time, I was not really thinking to become a professional musician, you know. It was more a hobby when I started. But then it developed, you know. Every year, getting more and more into the music, and then there was one day to say, okay, be a professional musician.
Well, you read them.
Here we go. This is nearly now over 30 years.
Yeah. And we.
Yeah, so.
We're glad you took that route, Udo. We're very happy that you took that route. That's what you decided what to do. Hey, didn't.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm really happy that I did this. I did it in this way, you know.
So what's next then? What's next for Udo?
Next to Udo. Yeah, I mean, so what I said before, DVD coming out, a new studio album we're working on, coming out the beginning next year. Next tour is starting. The next bigger tour is starting next year. So, and this year we have South America and Russia on the plan. And so that means already the plan is already until the end of 2009, and then we will see what's coming up in 2010.
Okay, very cool. And didn't you produce back in the 80s?
Sorry?
Didn't you produce an album or a band back in the 80s?
I did together with Michael Wagner. We had the company Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, right.
We did the Raven album, and mm-hmm. then we did a German band called Faithless Breath, and another band was called Street Fighter. So, but then Michael went over to America, and I stayed in Germany to continue with Accept.
And do you think you would produce other bands in the future, you think, or?
Maybe. You never know. I mean, we will see. But, you know, it's always you need time to do this, you know. But I'm so busy with UDO.
Right.
So there is no time in between to produce another band.
Now, one thing real quick here. Now, the band, UDO, you know, it's abbreviated. It's, you know, U period D period O period, which is, and it's your name too, UDO. Does it stand for something?
Not really. I mean, it's my name, but we put some points in between, you know.
Yeah.
So that was more for the logo, but we always say United Democratic Organization.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's true. You know, we are really democratic. For me, UDO is not a solo project. So I mean, there's a real band behind everything, you know, and it is. And I think if you see UDO live, then you will agree.
Well, and I hope you come over here next year.
Really do. I hope so. I mean, I think at the time it's time to come over to the U.S.
Yes, it is, UDO. Yes, it is.
So hopefully, but now, you know, after a while, I have a management, a good booking agency, and we will see. He's working very hard on the U.S. market, and. So hopefully, maybe with the next album, we make it to the U.S. again.
I hope so. And real quick, speaking of tours and everything again, you might have already done this. I don't know, but I know you've worked with Doro in the past, and
yes.
You've known her for a long time. I'm assuming, right?
Oh yeah, I mean I know Doro before she was in Warlock.
Warlock, okay.
So long time ago.
Yeah. Now have
so,
you?
But she's.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we are very good friends, and you know, I mean, now she's doing on Christmas. She's doing his 25th anniversary, and so I'll be there, and then we do the song together, Dancing with an Angel. We did the song on the Man and Machine album of
right.
UDO. So we will do this on Christmas.
Very good. So, have you ever done a full tour with Doro?
No.
That would be a great package, UDO.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We did two shows together in Russia, in Moscow and St. Petersburg. So, that's good. I mean, so we're good friends, you know, the whole band. We like each other. So, that, yeah, it may be a cool thing to do this together.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, maybe one day that'll come and happen, too, you know.
Yeah,
so.
It may be also maybe good for the U.S., you know, maybe to do a tour together with Doro and somebody else.
There you go.
Have a good package.
There you go.
Yeah?
There you have it. You made your own package right there, UDO.
Yeah, maybe.
Perfect.
Maybe we come over as a German attack.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's right. So, yeah, I know you got other stuff to do, and I appreciate it very, very much, UDO. So thank you for joining us, and I do hope you come over here again. And again, the website is udo-online.de for everybody that wants to catch up with what you're doing and everything. And
okay.
I hope you come over here soon. I hope, you know, next year is not an illusion. I hope it does happen. And thanks for joining us tonight.
Okay.
And
thank you.
I hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.